Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio. Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host. My name, your Peter, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Part Number 11. Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, the Deep Dark Sands of the Bible, take number 11. It's a live broadcast, see, right? A lot of information, a lot of new information coming in. As, matter of fact, information coming in as we speak. So that's the way it is, see, right? The fox tail been lit and the curtain air went up, so we're going to find out who's going to be ready to take care of Yahuwah's business. We're going to bring our elder in and tell y'all about the broadcast. Remember one thing, back on the airways again tomorrow at 6 o'clock and Friday back on the 7:30. Elder will tell you all that good stuff and Yahuwah be at you all. And when you meet our elder with a loud voice, he say, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be at you there, see right.
And Yahuwah bless you, see as well, and see as well. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder. Well, this, we ain't got no time for the wearies. A lot of information got to be put on the table. A lot of stuff got to be painted plainly. Got to find out those that's going to go for him. And thus says Yahuwah, and time is not in our favor. So I know it's time for you to address this international line, this national audience, over 700,000 strong on the international side. 700,000 plus on the international side. So what do you got to say there, Elder? Take your time. And it's the tape number 11, and we dealing with unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Deep Dark Sands of the Bible, take number 11. You on the clock, come out.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I can definitely say it is a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's a really good thing because, you know, you always hear me say, we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings. I've had a chance to see that in good working order. I don't know how many of us out there are doing the groundwork, but I had an occasion to speak to the state senator, Don Harmon, just the other day. And I have another appointment to speak with Tammy Duckworth. Now, all this groundwork is being done for one reason. When a poor man seeketh wealth, he goes to a rich man to find out how. That's the same thing we say about being a teacher. You know, a teacher knows all about teaching because he's using wise counsel. But someone who has money and a term to be able to donate, you have to seek these people out and give them what they call a probable cause, a reason to part with some of the wealth that they have. And that's a good thing, because if we can do that, we can help the hands of many that are reaching out. That's why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity, and loud bump the gums for righteous learning. I never have to speak loud for anything because what is that fable? Speak softly and carry a big stick. What does that actually mean? Well, you don't carry a big stick around in your hand trying to threaten, but the words that you say have to have a profound and definite meaning. And this is what we do on this broadcast. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending this live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's open to you live. And coming to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Because we've been often questioned by people of authority, big dignitaries, and other people of counsel, wise counsel. How can you guys get this much information out of this one book? Now, we read the Bible. How do you guys do this? Well, for us, that's easy, because we do it every day. We learn how to connect the books on this program. We learn about your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more from this one book. And we do all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek and have to look no further, because you've now found that in the voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And for this information, we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, the Sabbath class, we do have. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, and the current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search line and at tribeyadav.com. And after clicking it, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menus. But still, clicking this, you'll see tithes and offerings. After doing that, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh alive. Also for building a school, which is very well needed with the bad teaching and the misunderstanding that's going around today. For a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the help roots, we continue to speak up on this program. Hallelujah. We even have a calendar. And what's that calendar for? It's to help keep you, your family, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is available only during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcasts. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. We got a whole lot of stuff for the listening members. And that email address is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other email we have is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. As I said, we got a whole lot of things that the listening members can do. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. That other number is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But now, in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address so you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact this year by email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, I'm saying this because he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and now even besides that, answering many memos and the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line I mentioned of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Also, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always catch the entire show at 10:15 p.m. Except Fridays, the program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do that, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now doing our normal broadcast, you might like to know we're simultaneously transmitting our program on Peltop, being listed on the ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. And you'll find this is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on the table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing a shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Blog Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pelt Talk. Yahweh be with you all. Now, one thing that to remember, when we are given scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering, as I said before, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion. And we're reminded of this fact in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches are covenants of the saints. So we can start to keep these scriptures in mind and learning the words of Yahweh. We will pass our program back over to our seer Israel, where we can yet begin. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, I elder. Hallelujah. That's exactly right. So one thing about it is it's take number 11, and this is live broadcast. And one thing about it is a lot of messages on this machine and a lot of things on the media that we got to touch on everything. But our main concern is some things that we need to know in the Almighty. It's some things we need to know because once we know what we need to know, they got a record what about Sam Cooke say, a change is going to come. So there it is at that seed right here. Once we know what we need to know, because Satan got a covenant and Satan picked a people, we might read that too. See, everybody got a covenant. It's just and you got a covenant, but you don't know that you are under a covenant. And see, once you recognize that you up under a covenant, like everybody else, that's when you'll start seeing these things a little bit more plainer. Once you find out, I didn't know I was up under covenant, right? Because you didn't know who you were. This is a covenant, mighty one. Our mighty one is a covenant keeper. If you do the covenant, he with you. If you don't do the covenant, he's not with you. How plain is that? All right, enough said on that. Let's see, we're going to be on stage for the night's episode. We know our elder is going to be riding a little shotgun for it. We're waiting on the mothers to come on the network. But right now, we're going to see who's going to be on stage for the night's episode. Take number 11. Who coming on stage? We see the young lion, Brother Micaiah. We see that young lion, Brother Micaiah. Now, is he ready to roar? We'll find out when we bring him on. So we meet the young lion up and coming teacher out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh beat you there, see right here.
Yahweh bless you there, see Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, young lion. But one thing about you, sound like you ready to roar something. And, you know, and the elders say, I got your back because I'm one of the 12, so I got your back. You know, See, one thing about we know it's a lot of hands to be played, and everybody got to play five different hands. But Elder said like this, wherever I'm at, that's where I'm at. So if I got to play point guard, shooting guard, power forward, or shooting forward, I'm ready to play it, says Yahweh. What we want, have to offer us. We want all the James 5:20s that we can get. Because when you stand before this man and your James 5:20s is not in order, don't expect for nothing to happen to you that's in order because you ain't in order. You got it? Good. Let's see that. So, young lion, let's see which way you want tape number 11 to go. Let's look at that Luke chapter 1, chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can hear out of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Young lion, what's going on with that verse? Come out.
Okay. The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Uh-huh. And right off the bat, the righteous spirit would teach you. Now, what is this righteous spirit that would teach you in that very same hour? Now, see, right there and now, we wrap the gate. He said, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. Let's precept that to St. John 6:63, and let's find out exactly what that's supposed to mean. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. What is you trying to tell us when you precept your Bible? That means comparing another scripture or the answer. Let's see what that child tell us there, young lion. St. John 6:63, what it says.
We're going over to the book of St. John, and we want to read chapter 6, and we're going to read verse 63. Verse 63 reads, it is the spirit that quickens, The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
The words he's talking about, the words he speak unto thee. So the spirit you got to get into is his word. You got to get into his word. Now, Peter pulled that in 1 Peter 1:23 and 25. And he used that scenario coming out of St. John chapter 3 by being born again. So when you're born again, what you understand is not a physical birth. It's the understanding of his word. So in 1 Peter chapter, whatever we say, chapter 1, verse 23 and 25 there, young line. So we got to be clear. So a lot of people think they can do their own thing, but it don't work like that. You got to be 1, 23, and 25. This is what he's saying that we can read. 1 Peter 1, 23, and 25. Young lion, you on the clock, come on.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 23, and verse 25. Verse 23 reads, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of Yahweh, which liveth and abideth forever. Verse 25.
Hold that point. Hold that point. Hold that point, young man. Hold that point. Now, wait a minute. I thought born again means now I'm just clapping and calling on Lord God and Jesus. No, that ain't born again. See, that's what Christianity, Islam, and Judaism teach. Now you read from the chief speaker of the nation of Israel how to be born again. Now, how to be born again according to verse 1:23 there, young lion? Come on.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 23. Verse 23 reads, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of Yahweh, which liveth and abideth forever.
You hear that, T. Ryan? So that's how you born again. So if you don't learn nothing else after this lesson, when you hear Christianity, Islam, Judaism said, I've been born again. And so, yeah, you've been born again, then what day do you worship on? Sunday. What name you call on? Lord God and Jesus. Do you wear fringes? No, I wear three-piece suits. You're not born again of Yahweh. You're born again of the world. That's born again of the world. And see, we'll recognize everybody from the page of the book. Be born again, you must understand his word. Not only be a hearer of his word, which we're not going to read in Romans 2:13, but you have to be a doer of his word. You can't just hear it, take notes, and don't apply it. You got to be a doer. Verse 25, come on.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 25 reads, but the word of Yahweh endureth forever. And this is the word which by the covenant is taught unto you.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to stand is this word. When everything will fail, your mama might fail you. Your daddy might fail you. That old big leg better have might fail you. But what's going to stand through all generations is this word. That's what you count on. What is going to stand forever is his word. Precept chapter 40, verse 8. And the word is what? Now we're going to precept that to 40, verse 8 in the book of Psalms. What it say in 40 verse 8 there, young lion?
Going over to the book of Psalms. We're going to read chapter 40. We're going to read verse number 8. The book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8 reads, I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh. Yes, your law is within my mind.
So the Almighty's will is the law. See, the Almighty's will is the law. Now watch this. We're going to precept that. See, it's all about painting the picture. In that very same hour, he'll give that spirit. It's up to you to recognize the signs of the time. Now we go on. The law is that Isaiah 40, verse 8. Then write down St. John chapter 5, verse 45, down to the end, 46 and 47. Now you hear what you said. The will of the Almighty is his law. So if you want to know his will, then you got to do his law. That's what he just said. Now we're going to see what Isaiah says 300 years after the book of Psalms, 1000 B.C. Isaiah came in 700 B.C., 300 years later. Let's see what he says in 40 verse 8. What he said we can read there, young lion?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse number 8. Verse 8 reads, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of Yahuwah, of our Yahuwah, shall stand forever.
Everything can fail you. They can take everything away from you. Because he's going to try you whatever you love the most anyway. But guess what they can't take away from you? His word. So they asked him, said, look here, you got to come go with me. Well, can I take my word with me? Well, what about that old little chest you got over there? I said, what about that chest? Let me take my word with me. See, the word going to stand. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching understanding. What you want to always have with you is this word. Now, here go the case in point. Old David is going to be king over Israel forever when he wake up. Let me show you. Now, David had all the riches he wanted. He had all the thick leg women he wanted and wives and everything. He said, I got plenty of kids. He said, look at you done dumb me. You don't bless me, but I got plenty of kids. Look at WCC say, Phil, where is that at that David said he had all that? WCC, 500 million members, they locked in to do one thing, hear what the bosses of a tree is like, and say, hold that point, let me dust them off real quick there, young lion. Give me first Chronicles chapter 28, verse 4, and come right back. Let me take care of WCC, the 500 million members, World Council of Churches. Let me take care of them real quick and get back to what we own. Let's give them what they want. Where is it at? We're going to swing to the book of Chronicles 28, verse 4. Then we get back to what we own. Come on.
Going over to the book of First Chronicles, chapter 28, and we're going to read verse number 4. The book of First Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 4 reads, howbeit, the Yahuwah of Israel, chose me before all the family of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he hath chosen Yada Judah to be the ruler in the family of Yada Judah, the family of my father, and among the sons of my father, he likened me to make me king over all Israel.
He said, like what again, there, young man? What he said, like what?
Like me to make me king over all Israel.
Yeah, back up a little bit more. Back up a little bit. He mentioned something about the sons. What he say about the sons there, young man?
Okay. He says that the book of First Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 4 reads, howbeit the Yahuwah of Israel, chose me before all the family of my father to be king over Israel forever.
Mm-hmm. He ain't got nothing in there pertaining to his sons, there, young lion. Okay. Let me see for that, bro.
Yeah, and among the sons of my father, he likened me to make me king over all Israel.
Mm-hmm. That's good enough. Well, that's good enough. So we ain't worried about it. We'll get back with that, and we'll tighten it up a little bit more perfectly a little bit later. So where we go on that, young man, we had two verses before the World Council of Churches interrupt the flow of some dust, says Yahuwah. I should have dropped on them 2 Ezra chapter 11, verse 8, but I'm not. But Where we going now? We had two verses on the table waiting on me. So what them two verses we was going to come out?
We was going over to the book of we just got done doing Psalms. We was going to John 5:45 down to 47.
That's right.
John 5:45.
Yeah. That's right. We want to find out. Remember, we're dealing with that law. So if you sit around anybody, so well, what can I do? Well, do the law or what? The world? We're going to find out. Let's see what he says in St. John chapter 5, the last three verses. What the last three verses say? Do the law. I wonder, what can I do? What can I do now? Do the law. Well, what's the law? We'll find out. The last three verses, what did it say?
Okay, the book of John, chapter 5, verses 45 down to verse 47. 45 reads, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accused you, even Moses, in whom you trust. Verse 46, for he had you believed, for had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Verse 47, but if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?
So we find out that Moses the psalm said Moses wrote about him. So you mean that Moses wrote about the almighty son of the four letter man Yahweh? He wrote about the son, and where did he write about the son at? He said, you can read it in the writing of Moses. Let's see, can we find it? Let's see if we pick the song up in Genesis 1, verse 1. Let's see, can we pick up Yahweh the Son and 1, verse 1? Well, how did I know he was on the left side of the book? Well, you got to read Genesis 1, verse 1. It'll tell you, if you read Genesis 1, verse 1, just open your Bible up before you see him. Let's see what the young lion pick him up in Genesis 1, 1.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Genesis. We're going to read chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 1. The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, in the beginning, Yahweh the Son created the heaven and the earth.
Stay right there. Only reason you can't find him is you ain't open your Bible up. You open your Bible up, you'll find him in Genesis 1, verse 1. And he was pointing you toward Moses. Let's go to St. John chapter 1, because one thing about it, if you won't know what to do, then let him tell you exactly what you're supposed to do today. We're going to St. John chapter 1, and we'll look at a verse, because he says, Moses, if you believe Moses, you're going to believe me, because Moses wrote about me. And let's see what we need to know about Moses. We're going to 1, verse number 18. What we need to know about Moses, 1:18. Well, make it verse 1:17, make it sound good. Yeah, make it 1:17. Make it 1:17, make it sound good.
Okay, we're going over to the book of St. John. We're going to read chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17 reads, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Yahweh the Son. Verse 18.
Good. Hold
no
that
man.
So
yes,
Moses
sir.
The law. So hold up, young man. Moses gave the law. And when the Son came, what he done was remove the animal of killing animal law. Everything that's on paper. So if you don't know what to do today, look back at yesterday. Do the law. So all you got to do is the law. We're going to skip on that verse 18. Because all we want, all you got to understand one thing. We must do the law. If you want the Almighty to intervene, you got to do the law. You got to keep the law. See, you got to keep the law. But who's the you? You got to keep the law. If you want to know what to do today, It starts when you keep the law. Let's go to 1 Maccabees, books that were removed in 1885 by the Roman Catholic Church. You had 14 additional books on your 66 books. They snatched out 14. We're going to Maccabees chapter 1. We'll read chapter 3, and we'll read a little bit. We're going to 1 Maccabees chapter 3. We'll read till we get our point. Then we'll skip down to 43. But let's read a little bit to get our point first. 1 Maccabees chapter 3. Listen real good and take notes. 3:1. Hey, verse 3:1. Young Lion, come out.
All right. We're going over to 1 Maccabees. We're going to read chapter 3. We're going to start at verse number 1. The book of 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 1 reads, "Then his son, Judas, called Maccabus, rose up in his stead." Verse 2. "And all his brothers helped him, and so did all they that held with his father. And they fought with cheerfulness the battle of Israel." Verse 3. "So he got his people great honor, and put on a breastplate plate as a giant, and girt his warlike harness about him, and he made battle, protecting the host with his sword." Verse 4. "In his act he was like a lion, and like a lion's whelp roaring for his prey." Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
"For he pursued the wicked, and sought them out, and burnt up those that backed his feet." Verse 6. "Wherefore the wicked shrunk."
Okay. Good right there. Read verse 6 and 5 again there, young lion. Listen to what he said in 6 and verse 5. Let's see. He got the Israelites, Judah, Southern Kingdom. He got them all happy. He got them all good and happy. Look what he says in verse number 6 and 5. Listen real good what we can read in verse 6 and verse 5. Listen to this.
Okay. 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 6 and verse 5 reads. Verse 6 reads. "Wherefore the wicked shrunk for fear of him, and all the workers of sin were troubled, because salvation prospered in his hand." Verse 5. For he pursued the wicked, and sought them out, and burnt up those that backed his people."
Mm-hmm. Keep backing up. I'm looking for what kind of program did he have going on there, young lion? I need to know his program. Still looking for his program. Keep reading.
Verse 4.
What program did he have? Mm-hmm.
"In his act, he was like a lion, and like a lion's whelp roaring for his prey."
You see that? See, when you're doing Yahuwah's business, you got to be a lion when it comes down to this man's business. This man will give you the most powerful thing in the universe is his word, and you got to be among your people like a lion. You got to protect them in every way, and the way you protect them for them is to understand the word. That's how you be a lion. You give them what they need in the word, and we can get you there. But we'll get you there if you follow the instructions. We'll get you there like a lion. Now, he had to pull that verse to get them like a lion. Let's see where he pulled that book, where that verse was pulled at. So all you got to do is whatever happened in the past on the left side of the book. If you're trying to set something up, go on the left side of the book and figure out what they did that worked that you can read, then apply that. So he found out that you got to be a lion over your people. You got to be prepared. Now we go on to the second book, Adam and Eve, chapter 17, 1, 2, and 3. We're going to see where he pulled that verse from. He pulled that verse. Let's see where he pulled that verse from to know what to do when it comes down to getting the children of Israel locked in place. 17 chapter, and we'll look at verse number 1, 2, and 3. Second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 17, 1, 2, and 3. Young Lion, come on.
The book of second book of Adam and Eve, chapter 17, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, then Jared kept his father's commandment and arose like a lion over his people. He fed them in righteousness and innocence and commanded them to do nothing without his counsel, for he was afraid concerning them, lest they should go to the children of Canaan. Verse 2, wherefore did he give them orders repeatedly and continues to do so until the end of the 485th year of his life. Verse number 3, at the end of these said years, there came unto him this son, as Jared was standing like a lion before the body of his father, praying and warning his people. Satan envied him and wrought a beautiful apparition because Jared would not let his children do aught without his counsel.
And so that's why we have to watch, and we got, it's something we in the making of building as we speak. But you got to understand something. We very aggressive in the six anointed camps of voices over to his life. We got 12 leaders in every camp. The reason why we say that, let's see what Romans chapter 4, 17 said. We got 12 leaders. One thing about all 12, got to be on one page. Leaders, they got to be on one page. Look what it says in Romans chapter 4, verse 17 there, young lion.
Okay. We're going over to the book of Romans. We're going to read chapter 4. And we want verse number 17. The book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17 reads, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even Yahuwah, who quickens the dead and called those things which be not as though they were.
Exactly right. And that's how we rolling through the pages of the book. We know what's going to happen, but it got to be 12 that's in order. You got to be on order. You got to be 12 and 0 on decision making. How do you make decisions according to the Bible? You don't make no worldly decision. Every decision you make, the Bible got to support it. That's why you got to know the scripture. Anything can sound good, but give me a verse in the scripture to show me what the scripture said concerning what you're talking about right now. That's the game changer right there. Anybody standing before you, they got to paint the picture according to the Bible. They don't paint on their vision. You ain't got no vision. Only vision gonna stand is the vision of Almighty Yahuwah. That's the vision you got. So you, to make things work, you gotta look back what's worked before. You gotta be on one accord, and all 12 leaders out of the 12 camps got to make sure whenever they make a move, because remember one thing, in Genesis 4 verse 9, what it say?
And again, from
Genesis
yourself.
4, verse. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So right now, Genesis 4,
Genesis.
Verse 9.
The book of Genesis, chapter 4. We want verse number 9. The book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 9 reads, and Yahweh said unto Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I know not. I am my brother's keeper.
Yeah, you your brother's keeper. Your brother's keeper is those of the 12. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. If one go down in the 12, y'all on one down. Everybody got to be on one mind, one accord in the 12 out of all the six anointed camps. One mind, one understanding. What you mean where we read that at? Latter-day Saints said, what can we read that at? Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. You want to get an answer on that? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10 and Philippians 2:2. Let's go back to back. Philippians 2:2 and 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Let's take care of the Latter-day Saints. Come on.
Okay, we're going to 1 Corinthians. We're going to chapter 1. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 10. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse number 10 reads, "Now I beseech you, brother, by the name of our Yahweh the Son, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Going over to Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 reads, "Fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind."
Mm-hmm. And one thing about the Almighty Son, he leads by example. 12:46 down to verse 50, St. John. So he leads by example. He wouldn't tell you nothing unless he laid out himself. So he ain't going to tell you nothing to do unless he have done it first, that you know it can be done. Let's see if it can be done by going and reading in the book of Matthews, chapter 12, 4-6 down to verse 50. Listen to this. Come on.
The book of Matthews, chapter 12. We want to read 46 down to verse number 50. The book of Matthews, chapter 12, verse 46 reads, "While he yet spoke to the people, behold, his mother and his brother stood without, desiring to speak with him." Verse 47. "Then one said unto him, behold, your mother and your brother stand without, desiring to speak with you." Verse 48. "But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who are my brothers?" Verse 49. "And he stretched forth his hand towards his followers and said, behold, my mother and my brother." Verse 50. "For whosoever should do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother."
What is his will again in Psalm 40, verse 8? What is his will? What is his will, there, young man? Psalm 40, verse 8. What is his will? If you do the will, you become hook, line, and sinker with me if you do the will. What will are you talking about? In Psalm 40, verse 8. It's really,
The book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, "I delight to do your will, O my Yahweh. Yes, your law is within my mind."
So that's his will. So if you want to do his will, you got to do the law. That's it. If you're doing the law, you're doing the Almighty will. So I plain as that. Do the law, you're doing his will. Let's run over to, back to the first book of Maccabees. We just kind of laying a little foundation there, young man. We waiting on some more to come on the curtain, come on stage.
How do you have what?
And we just laying a few things down before we really crank it up. Let's see what we can read. We read 1, 2, and 3. Now,
okay,
we on verse 4-3, 1 Maccabees 3. You read 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you skipping down to 43 down to verse 45. 1 Maccabees 3, pick it up at verse 43 down to verse 45.
We're going back over to the book of 1 Maccabees. It's chapter 3. We're going to read 43 down to verse 45. 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 43 reads, "They said one to another, let us restore that decayed estate of our people, and let us fight for our people in the temple." Verse 44. "Then was the congregation gathered together, that they might be ready for battle. in that they might pray and act mercy and compassion. Verse 45. Now, Yadah Judah lay void as a wilderness. There was none of her children that went in or out. The temple also was trodden down, and aliens kept the stronghold. The heathen had their habitations in that place, and joy was taken from Israel.
Yeah, yeah. All right. What is the first thing? He recognized all the problems there, young man. What he's saying, 1 Maccabees 3:44. So now he came up with a solution. The solution was verse 44. What he said that he got to do by being over his people like a lion. Remember we read back in second book of Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. So now look at the first thing he got to do in 3:44. See, you can be Israel. But a certain type of Israel that you have put time in. Verse 44.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 44 reads, then was the congregation gathered together that they might be ready for battle and that they might pray and ask mercy and compassion.
You see that? And what kind of congregation was this that wanted mercy and compassion that we can read? What kind of congregation, after he got them together, what kind of congregation was this in 1 Kings 8:65? So that's what got to be set up. A congregation that got to be in order, got to be a ministry now to step into this business and build your people like a lion. All 12 anointed dogs, you got to build your people like a lion. Hallelujah. Well, in the same token, but you got to make sure what's applied in this book, that is the zeal of the return of Yahweh and the blessing of the congregation. What kind of congregation are we talking about in 1 Kings 8:65? What does it say?
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, and we're going to read verse 65. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, verse 65 reads, and at that time, Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, for the entering in of Hamath.
Yeah, what kind of congregation was it? What kind of congregation was this? When Solomon put it together, that young lion, and when Judas Maccabees put it together, what kind of congregation they put together?
A great congregation.
And that's what we're doing. And that's what we got to put together. A great congregation. It's a big job. So we're going to have to try you like a lion. See what you're working with. We got to try you like a lion. Now, David got into that conversation. And 68 verse 26 of Psalms, how did David put it, that young lion? He got off into that conversation. Let's see what he wrote in Psalms 68 verse 26. What did old David write from the spirit of Yahweh? What did he write in 68 verse 26?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Psalms. We want chapter 68. We're going to pick it up at verse number 26. The book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse 26 reads, bless you, Yahweh, and the congregation, even the Yahweh from the fountain of Israel.
Yeah. Bless you, O fountain of Israel. All this is about Israel. See, that's another great mystery. All this is about Israel. See, that's the game changer right there. Once you recognize when you read this Bible, it's all about Israel, the who. Let's find out something about this Israel. We're going to Romans chapter 9, verse 4. Let's find who this Israel is. Let's find out some things on the way of finding out some things. It's all about Israel. This is all about And let's find out what the name that they call today, do it align with the Bible. Let's see what will be absent from the conversation when you talk about Israel, the who. Let's see what it says in the 9th chapter of Romans and pick up verse number 4. We'll read till we get our point.
Okay. We're going over to the book of Romans, chapter 9, and we're picking up at verse number 4. The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 4 reads, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the honor in the covenant, and the giving of the law, and the service of Yahuwah, and the promise.
Wait a minute. Israel is the who in verse 4? According to Romans 9, verse 4, who is Israel again?
Who are the Israelites?
Israel is bloodline Israelites. And what did the Almighty and Paul addressing the Israelites on the things that the Almighty have given you, Israel, the Israelites? Let's listen to the things that was given to you, Israel, the Israelite. What does it say?
The book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption?
Adoption. Go ahead.
And the honor and the covenant.
Honor. Covenant.
And the giving of the law.
The Israelites give the law.
And the services of Yahuwah.
And the Israelites get the service of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
And promises.
And they get all the promise. If you do this, you got eternal life. All this was given to Israel, the Israelites. Have you noticed some things that was missing in that? Have you noticed some things that was missing? Israel, the Israelite, received them promises, but it was no promise given to the Jew Israelite. It was no promise given to the Hebrew Israelite. It was no promise given to black Hebrew Israelite. It was no promise given to Gentile Israelite. See, that's where we come. It ain't no promise given to them. That's propaganda from the works of Satan the devil. That's propaganda. So the promise was given to Israel, the Israelite. Now, you know, Mother D of Israel finally came on stage there, young line, so we're going to see if we bring Mother D of Israel in and see what's going on. So, Mother D of Israel, one of the Mosaic Camwan, tribe of Yahdad Judah, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahdad Judah, Yahweh B.J.F. C. Ryan.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother D.F. Israel. Welcome to come on stage for take number 11. You more than welcome, and no doubt about it. So now we find out, Brother Micaiah, we found out some good stuff. We just found out that Judas Maccabees, he put a great congregation together. So, and he read that from the book of Solomon, 1 Kings 8:65. So let's go back to 1 Maccabees again, chapter 5, and let's see what kind of spirit was going on. What kind of spirit? And Mother Dear of Israel, hear me, the 51st chapter of Psalm, verse number 8, waiting on it. 51 verse 8. Let's see what kind of spirit was going on when he got that great congregation together. Let's see what we can read in 1 Maccabees 5. Pick it up at verse 16 there, young lion. Come on.
Okay, we're going to 1 Maccabees chapter 5, and we're going to start reading at verse number 16. Verse 16 reads, now when Judas and the people heard these words from when Judas and the people heard these words, there assembled a great congregation together. to consult what they should do for their brothers that were in trouble and assaulted of them. First, 17.
That's good enough. So you see, when you up under the right leadership and all 12 is sticking on one accord, one mind, you look back, he looked back at what Solomon did, that great congregation, and he was able to set up a great congregation. All he had to do is see, he got to get the people on one mind. You got to know who he was labeling among. You have a lot of great people around you, might be great, but they ain't, is it great in Yahweh? Because they're not going to make it a sin without Yahweh's word is in front. See, that's how you study. That's what we're going to be studying, his word. Okay, now we're going to study his word because we're going to be over here and you're going to be over there. So let's see what the word's saying because we've been already been trained well in this great congregation. So now this, let's see what did they do that we can read. And we're going to do the same thing they did in order, and we go from there. See? That's how it goes. Because David made a profound statement there, Mother D.F. Israel. He said, look here. He said, you don't gave me many sons. I got wives. I've been made king forever. But I tell you one thing, Yahweh. This is the spirit that we got to have. We're going to 51st chapter, verse 8. Let's read a little bit. Let's read. I tell you what, read 1 and 2. To get warmed up and skip down to verse 8, Mother D.F. Israel. We're going to Psalm 51, 1, 2, skip down to verse 8, then read a little bit. Come on.
Psalms chapter 51, verse 1 and 2, and verse 8. Verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, according to your loving kindness, according unto the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out my sins. Verse 2, wash me thoroughly from my sins and cleanse me from my sins. Verse 8, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
Stay on down 12. Hold on, let me get in there. Let me get in and get a little shot in there, Mother. Let those seals get in there. So David, he made profound statements. Now David done said some good stuff to Yahweh, and I like that. Let's see what he said now. He wants some joy to be in his life. He wants joy. He wants all that good stuff. Let's see how you get joy in your mighty Yahweh, because you got many brothers. That's what happens to many brothers. They go out there and chase that mighty, mighty dollar from Satan. And they get way up there and the higher they get, I sold my soul to the devil. See, yeah. The higher you get, the more you run off into Satan the devil. They're going to be waiting up on you way up there. So you initiate yourself all the way up to Satan the devil. That means you had to cut a lot of your people's throat to get up there. For Satan to be proud of you. Then all of a sudden you get up there, but remember, but the door is open for repentance. See, Yahweh uses people to open the door. Okay, the door have been opened. Watch how the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites line things up for you, but you got to pay attention. We got some memos on the table that's been sent. We're going to play it a little bit later on some memos, you know, because see one thing about it, we know our purpose. So Jay was saying he wants some rejoicing and all that old good stuff. Let's see how you get this so we can be able to teach others. How do you get this? Because you can gain the whole world and lose your soul. I mean, you get all the money you want. But let's see what David said.
Mother D.F. Israel, I got rudely interrupted by the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, so I got rudely interrupted. Seer, where you going with this? See, they can cut in on the seal when they get ready. But, hey, we understand that. But pick it up verse 9, Mother, and take your time and take it on down to verse 12. We're looking at Psalm chapter 51, 9 down to verse 12. Take your time, Mother D. Help Israel. Come on.
Psalms chapter 51, verse 9 and 12. Verse 9. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my sin. Verse 10. Create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. Am I still, you can still hear me?
You still hear me?
Yeah, you're real good. Go ahead and read. It's just the Roman Catholic Church, they want to get in there and throw a couple of shots. But we can, but they storm, Mother. Just hold
verse
their
nine.
Will and deliver. Nine. Read verse 9 again. Start again, Mother. Start at verse 9 and read and read like yeah, read in grand style. 9 through 11. Take your time there, Mother. D.F. Israel. Come on.
Psalms 51, verse 9. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my sins. Verse 10. Create in me a clean mind, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. Verse 11. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your righteous spirit from me. Verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit.
Now, Mother D of Israel, now, when Yahweh take away his spirit from you, according to verse 12, what do you really lose? What do you lose when Yahweh remove his Holy Ghost from you, his ministering spirit from you? What do you lose? What do you lose? And you can tell anybody you come in contact with, because you see them, but what be absent from them is verse 12. What is that, Mother? Verse 12.
Joy and your salvation.
You see that? Now, y'all, all you got to do is watch. All you got to do is watch. Anyone that's not affiliated, hook, line, and sinker in the Six Anointed Camp, what's going to be missing from it? When you look at them, they can talk all the smack they want. But what's going to be missing, Mother, according to verse 12?
Joy and salvation.
Hallelujah. What?
See that? And you prove me wrong with any one that's not affiliated or hooked up with the Six Anointed Camp. You show me the first one that their spirit is upbeat and they're not bumping shoulder with us. And that's why David said, listen, he said, I know I got me a couple wives. I got children everywhere. But I tell you one thing, Yahweh, this is the way I see it in verse 11. What do you say in verse 11?
Psalms 51, verse 11. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your righteous spirit from me.
You see that? You see, that's one thing about it. Long as you know where they well, listen, I've been taking you with me. Let me get my good book with me then. Don't you want to get that that couple of hours you got over there on the top of your dresser? No, I ain't thinking about that couple of hours. I want to take my good book with me. See? Okay, so when you got the word of Yahweh, you got the power of Yahweh. That's what you want to make sure you got with you, the word of Yahweh. I want to tell you something, and you watch the best of them. If you ain't got the word of Yahweh, I don't care how much money you got. Now, you know a case in point. The brother got what had or whatever, $11 billion. Not millions, billions. Billions. See? And he got way up there, and all he ran to was the Dukes, which is the sinners of Esau, called the chiefs of them. And he said, God, dog, I got all this money, and what I'm and to is Satan, the devil himself. And that's why he says in many statements, I sold my soul to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to look at what soul do you sell yourself to? Do you go all the business deals he was hooked up to? So now he's telling you who the devil is. He's telling you who the devil is, but you're not hearing him. He said, I sold my soul to the devil. Now, then you go pull up his record. Who is this devil you sold your soul to? Then you find out who the devil is. You see how easy that is? Then you know who the devil is. It's right there before you. And every last one of them got the same old speech. They got a trembling mind and everything. Why? Because you've been sold your soul to the devil. If you're not rich in Yahweh, you would not have the proper spirit on you. The first one that's not bumping shoulders in the six anointed camps of bosses over two is white. Watch their demeanor. Just look at them. I don't care who it is. Look at them. You'll see that spirit been taken away from them. And I don't care how much they might put up in a brand new Lexus with turtle wax all on it. But we watch them. Their spirit has been taken away from them. The joy of Yahweh, you do not have it. Their conversation, they do not have it. And the first one have it, show them to me. That's right. Show them to me. Now, so, I got a message off the answer machine I want to play. And then I want to see which way it's going. Because one thing about it, we wait to, then we can kind of make a little shift in gears, but we want to play what was not all, just a little bit. We want to play a little bit that we heard. And let's see what's going on. A little bit of it.
I'm on YHWH. I posted a documentary that contains some false anti-Semitic statements, narratives, and language that were untrue and offensive to the Jewish race and religion. And I take full accountability and responsible for my actions. I am grateful to have a big platform to share knowledge, and I want to move forward by having an open dialogue to learn more and grow from this. To all my Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my posts, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize. I initially reacted out of emotion of being justly labeled anti-Semitic instead of focusing on the healing process of my Jewish brothers and sisters that were hurt from the hateful remarks made in the documentary. I want to clarify any confusion on where I stand fighting against anti-Semitism by apologizing for posting a document without context and a factual explanation outlining the specific beliefs in the documentary I agreed with and disagreed with. I have no intentions to disrespect any Jewish cultural history regarding the Holocaust or perpetuate any hate. I am learning from the unfortunate event and hope we can find understanding between us all. I am no different than any other human being. I am a seeker of truth and knowledge, and I know who I am. Signed, Kyrie. I posted on YHWH.
What I like about Kyrie is Kyrie just thought of as a guy who's learned a basic truth about being a black man in America. That basic truth is that you can't spend too much time worrying about what other people think about you. Kyrie understands that you can't win a basketball game by expecting the opponent to cheer for you every time you score a point. Kyrie understands that if you're making real progress, if you're really radical, you're going to ruffle some feathers. You're going to make some people uncomfortable. You know, so Kyrie marches to the beat of his own drummer, and I like it, man. I really do. You know, so if you want to know the lowdown, Kyrie apparently tweeted something. They're asking him to apologize for a tweet. Now, give me a yes or no. How often do you see white people, particularly white people in the Jewish community, being forced to apologize because they shared an article or a video or a link that belonged to somebody who said something stupid. Seriously, I mean, when most of y'all tweet, many of y'all, give me a yes or no. When you tweet something, when you see something and you retweet it, do you go and check to make sure that every single piece of information in that material is authenticated properly and that it's not going to, you know, present any ideas that differentiate from your core beliefs? No, you don't. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll retweet it. I don't care. You made a movie. I'll retweet it. You don't do that. You don't do that. So just the mere idea that this black man's being asked, or they're trying to force him to apologize for a tweet, is about the most hilarious shit I've ever heard in my life. It's funny. This really shows you the depth of their racism, because they will have you out here looking like a clown, looking like a punk, apologizing for nothing. Like, you know, they want the black man in America, I'm just going to tell you the truth, they want the black man to be like the kid who gets punched in the face by the bully and apologizes that his face got in the way of the bully's fist. I'm sorry, sir. I got your black eye, you bleeding. I'm sorry for putting my face in front of your fist. That's my fault. I'm going to try to watch my face, make sure it don't get in the way. And so Kyrie understands something that most people don't get. He understands some basic concept called common sense. Common sense says that even if you don't think that what Kyrie tweeted was right, even if you don't like the documentary, common sense says that you shouldn't spend your life apologizing to people who should be apologizing to you. Kanye wants to talk 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 to you.
Well, easy enough. Young Lion, what do you get out of that, what you just heard there, Young Lion? Let's see what the Young Lion get out of that. So that's like I'm trying to tell you. That's why we know what we got to do. Now, all that good old conversation just got through here, and he got down to the point. So what was his point, and what have you heard there, Young Lion? You on the clock, take your time. We got plenty of time. What you heard there, Young Lion?
Well, see, it sounds like to me, man, I'm trying to make sure that I was hearing right, but it sounds like in the beginning process that the guy that made the, I guess it's called the documentary of Hebrews and Negroes or something like that, it sounds like some apologizing going on right there. And then as I was continuing to listen in, I might have to listen to it again to make sure I heard this right. But the second part, when they got to talking about Kyrie Irving, I guess whoever that was speaking was saying that it doesn't make any sense for Kyrie Irving to be apologized or anything like that, and that these five sons, the ones that call themselves Jews, should be apologizing to him. So maybe I probably need to hear that one more time to make sure I'm hearing this thing right. But like I say, that's what I got from it. That's what it sounded like I was hearing. So I'm just trying to make sure I'm correct on it. Is that what I was hearing?
Well, we're going to see what old Mother D.F. Israel,
Right, people are going silent. People are going silent. I could just hear they saying YHWH. And
What I get out of that, but you don't know. Then when you read the book of the book called Micah 3:1, with that statement, mother, what do you say in Micah 3:1? Micah 3:1, mother. D.F. Israel, what that say?
Yeah, I'm trying to
say. Micah 3:1.
Micah chapter 3:1. reads, "And I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Israel, of O heads of Judah, and you prince of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?"
So what never will come out of our mouth is what, mouth? Let's get a precept on that in St. John 3:11. Let's get a precept in St. John 3:11. Let's get a precept on that. To build up this army, that's the last thing supposed to come out of our mouth. 3:11 in St. John says what?
"Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen."
Mm-hmm. So, truly, truly, what do the six anointed camp speak, mother?
What we do know.
What we do know. So it's no accident that the message is coming our way. But like I said, again, we just got to wait until the 12. Understand one thing, that black book is to your advantage. We don't speak what we don't know. We speak what we do know. And that's the reason them 12 books is passed around. And we are our brother's keeper. We are our sister's keeper. This is a big job. Because the world going to come flocking down on the six anointed camps. And the last thing we got to come out of our mouth got to be what just came out of your mouth. We don't know. We do know. Or we hold our tongue until we can get in that book and make a quick call. See? That's the game changer. The game changer is right before us. So all we got to remember one thing, Mother D.F. Israel, 14:9 in the book of Numbers. What does it say in 14:9 in Numbers there, Mother?
Numbers chapter 14:9.
Mm-hmm.
"Only rebel not you against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yahweh
is
with us."
And Yahweh is with us. And we gotta believe that. Yahweh is with us. We gotta believe that. We in this word. That's the game changer. We in this word. Yahweh is with us, but we have to believe that and pass that spirit on. Yahweh is with this ministry. The Six Anointed Council is with us, but we have got to get the 12 out of every camp in them black books and doing a lot of communication in them black books on subject matters and be prepared. Because one thing about it, they're going to come all over the world to sit down at the six anointed camps, speak and hear what is their assignment to do. So the last thing we going to say out of our mouth, we don't know. Yes, we do know. We the one where the buck stop at, the voices of a true Israelite. That's the reason calls coming in, and we got to be prepared to answer them according to the scripture. So don't let nothing weigh you down on some dust says Yahweh. Let's run, Brother Micaiah. Let's take a look at Jubilees, chapter 15. Let's find out some things on the way to find out some things. We're going to Jubilees. Let's see what is the foundation.
Jubilees, chapter
15,
verse
1.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Jubilees, chapter 15.
Let's say, Mo. Psalms 11:3.
Oh, you're talking about Psalms. Okay.
Yeah. 11:3.
Okay. Let me get there because it didn't come through. 11:3. Psalms chapter 11, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
"If the foundation be destroyed, What can the righteous do?
See, we can't make no decision unless we know what. What we got to know, Mother, according to 11 verse 3. When we sit among those that's coming in, we have to first lay down the what, according to 11 verse 3.
The foundation.
Excellent. That is right there. We
wow.
got to lay down the first thing is the foundation. So now we're going to Jubilee chapter 15 there, young line. And we look at verse 28 down to verse 33. Now we go and lay the foundation. Let's see what we can read in Jubilee chapter 15, 28 down to verse 33. So when you sit around those that's coming in the six anointed camps, you got to first take them and lay some foundation on the order of things. Let's see what we can read. Jubilee chapter 15, 28 down verse 33. And Mother D of Israel, have me Psalms 51, 16 down to verse 23. Psalms chapter 51:16 down to 23. Had that waiting on me, Mother. Come on, that young line. Give me Jubilees 15:28 down to 33. What it say?
Okay. The book of Jubilees chapter 15, we're going to pick it up at verse 28 down to verse 33. Verse 28 read, and do you command the children of Israel, and let them observe the sign of this covenant for their generations as an eternal ordinance, and they will not be rooted out of the land. Verse 29. For the command is ordained for a covenant, that they should observe it forever among all the children of Israel. Verse 30. For Ishmael and his son and his brother and Esau, Yahweh did not call to approach him, and he chose them not, because they are the children of Abraham, because he knew them, but he chose Israel to be his people. Verse 31. And he sanctified it and gathered it from amongst all the children of Israel, for there are many nations and many peoples, and all are his. And over all hath he placed spirits and authority to lead them astray from him. Verse 32. But over Israel he did not appoint any angel or spirit, for he alone is their ruler, and he will preserve them and require them at the hand of his angels and his spirit, and at the hand of his power, in order that he may preserve them and bless them, and that they may be his, and he may be theirs from henceforth forever. 33. And now I announce unto you that the children of Israel will not keep true to this order, and they will not circumcise their sons according to all this law. For in the flesh of their circumcision, they will omit this circumcision of their sons, and all of them, sons of Belair, will leave their sons uncircumcised as they were born.
Mm-hmm. And the circumcised have a double meaning now. Brother Micaiah, read verse 28. Listen to 28
okay.
again. I'll meet you over in the book of Jeremiah chapter 4 to get that double meaning. Now, what it say in verse 28 again there, young line?
We're going over to the book of Jubilee chapter 15, and we're reading verse 28 again. We want 28, and it reads, and do you command the children of Israel, and let them observe the sign of this covenant for their generations as an eternal order, and they will not be rooted out of the land.
Now, wait a minute. So, if the children of Israel Israel, the Israelites, don't keep what's written in the Bible, the foundation of Yahweh, what's going to happen to them according to verse 28?
They would be rooted out of the land.
So they ain't went nowhere, and the children of Israel is still not in the land. So you know you ain't got there in 1948 because you ain't got the children of Israel, the Israelites, ain't got there yet. You've been rooted out of the land because you chose not to obey the covenant of Yahweh. So what I'm came to pass, the children of Israel, the Israelites, have been rooted out of the land, as we see. Okay? Now, Mother, Brother Kai, give me 7th chapter, 2nd Ezra, verse 21 through 23. Let me throw that in before we go to Mother D.F. Israel. Give me that 2nd Ezra, chapter 7, 21, 22, and 23. Listen good what we're hearing here.
Okay, we're going over to the book of 2nd Ezra. We're going to read chapter 7, and we're going to pick it up. We want 21, 22, and verse 23. The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21 reads, "For Yahweh had given straight commandments to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment." Verse 22, "Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him, and imagined vain things." Verse 23, "And deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, instead of the Most High Yahweh, that he is not, and knew not his ways."
You see that? So the basketball player, he received a name. YHWH. So he goes with his millionaire status, and he just clicks in YHWH. Then starts saying some great things about YHWH. Then, better way, he just gonna jump down there and try to get running without having a foundation. If your foundation don't be destroyed, if your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So now they don't came into every direction. Because first of all, you brought the name in. The name, YHWH.
Hallelujah. Well,
that name pervades everything. That makes them all understand. If you start using the YHWH name, then they know that time is short. You stumbled up on a name, YHWH, and the young lady that left the message on the machine, she got excited with the name, YHWH. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a name change, YHWH. Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, they still got time because they gave you them names. Oh, when you start talking YHWH, see, that's when they know. It's like a person
right.
drowning and you hold them down. They try best to get up. They know if you wake up and you hold them in that water, they fight like everything get out that water. They know once you start using that name, YHWH, the clock starts ticking. And that's what they didn't understand. All the big dignitaries, what got them in trouble is the name. YHWH, and all that come behind YHWH, that gets you in trouble, big time. So they can't figure it out. All we did is now you gotta apologize. You gotta do everything. But Yahweh got something written on that too. We're gonna take care of that later. So now, Mother, what it says in the 51st chapter, 16 down to verse 23. What it said, and bring a little more energy there, Mother D of Israel. 51, 16 on verse 23. You're on the clock for Psalms. Come on.
Psalms 50, 16 to 23.
51, pick me verse 16, start reading.
All right. Psalms 51, verse 16.
Hold on a minute, Mother. Let me peek in. If some that if don't fear, if he ain't got it right, we'll look in the book and say, well, wait a minute, dear. You don't 51:16.
Psalm 51:16.
Well, make it 50:16
now, Mother.
Try 50:16.
That's what I said. Psalm 50, verse 16-23.
If I'm standing and you see a bus come to hit the old seer, make sure you say it a little bit louder than that. Hey, seer, get out the way of that bus. Don't say it like that. I mean, get in on seer's ear. Get in my ear. Don't just say it. Hey, seer, a big bus coming directly at you. Now, don't do that. Make me hear. Cry aloud. Spare not. Come on. 50, verse 16, down to verse 23. What it say?
Psalms 50, verse 16-23. Verse 16, but unto the wicked, Yahweh said, what hast you to do to declare my statutes, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth? 17.
Stop right there. So he's telling the wicked, preach up that, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Malachi chapter.
Yeah, you still there?
Chapter Malachi 1, 3 and 4.
Okay, Malachi chapter 1, we want verse number 3, and we want verse number 4. The book of Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 reads, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Verse 4. Whereas Esau said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness. And the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever.
The people that he had what? The people he had compromised with soon. Is that what it says? That he got compromising soon with them. What did he say?
Yahweh has indignation forever.
So you see where we come in at? So Yahweh got what he got again now? Indignation forever for the sins of Esau and his five sons. The people that he got in, the peoples that he got indignation with forever. See, right? So how are you going to heal the nation? And now you want to donate so much money to make things better. That's contrary to the Bible. See, that's contrary to the Bible. It ain't gonna work. You ever heard of the old saying that's written in history of buck breaking? You ever heard of buck breaking? When you put on your computer buck breaking, that's when Esau and his five sons find out who is the greatest big black buck it is. And he'll bring you out. And he'll break you like a shotgun. He's breaking you right in front of everybody. And that's what they're doing right now with your worldly dignitaries. Buck breaking them. That's called buck breaking them right now. 11 billion dollars, buck breaking him, basketball star from Duke, buck breaking him. He said, look here, you got six things to do. We want to humiliate you and buck break you, take all of your endorsement from you, because you got to go along with the lie that we got on the table. Knowing that it is a lie. They know it's a lie. We read the book of taboos, it's a lie. See? In their own book. But they want to buck break you today by you trying to thinking that what you do, as long as you delivering your peoples up, you all good. But when you step out of line, especially use a name called YHWH, because that name will point right back at our people. And that's what he did. So all I've done was put it in the computer YHWH, and it came back to this, and all hell broke loose on me. And I tried to defend myself. Listen, the only way you offend yourself by YHWH, you got to find the six anointed cancer bosses of the true Israelites. We'll show you how you offend yourself. You can't get this nowhere. Your money can't buy this. You got to sit down among the six anointed camps. They're going to continue buck breaking you. And they ain't going to be satisfied till they buck break you. You got it? Good. So we can help. We see you're making the right calls, and we put the lesson together as it unfolds. But we can tell you how to avoid punishment. But you got to listen. That's all we said. Come on back, mother. You read verse 16. Now give me some more. So we know the wicked he's talking about ain't got no business having a covenant in their mouth. And that's Esau and his five sons, because David in the spirit, right about the time that's going on right now. What he said next? Come on. 17.
Psalms 50, verse 17. Seeing thou hatest instructions and castest my words behind you. Verse 18. When you saw
it, hold on, mom. In 17, is that true? What you just got to read? Is that true in 17?
Hallelujah,
what you just got to read? Yeah, hallelujah, that's true. That's true. See, David's in spirit telling you. You don't want. That's why you got your own books. That's why you got your own books. See? Because you hate what's in this Bible. So how can you be the people of the Bible and you hate his word? You'll create your own word. We're gonna read a lot of things out of the Talmud that you got in there. But you can't do it all in one setting. This is gonna be a long series too. But you hate his word. See? David's in spirit telling you. He's telling the children of Israel, Esau and his five sons hate his word. But all of a sudden, you're going to straighten it out. How you going to straighten it out? Give me some more. Come on. 18.
Verse 18. When you saw a thief, then you consented with him and has been partakers with adultery. 19.
What in? Hold on, let me get 18. We got plenty of time, Moses. So I want to get 18. Read verse 18 again. And young line, let's go and look at this thief. Who is he calling a thief? We're going to Obadiah chapter 1 down to verse number 6. Let's see if we can find out who he calling a thief. See, you mean all that's in the book? Yeah. Read that verse again, and we're going to precept that to the book called Obadiah 1 down to verse 6. Who is he calling a thief? After mother, read that verse again with a little more energy.
Verse 18. When thou sawest a thief, then you consented with him and has been partakers with adultery.
So when they saw a thief, murderers, liars, and when they, and that's the mother nation, they jumped all in. Said we read home with this thing. But who is this big thief that we can read in Obadiah 1 down to verse 6? What you reading on that, Brother Micaiah? Obadiah 1 down to verse 6. Who's this number one big thief?
We're going over to the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 all the way down to verse 6. Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "The vision of Obadiah is here. Thus says Yahuwah concerning Esau and his five sons. We have heard a rumor from Yahuwah, and an ambassador is sent among the 17 nations. Arise, you, and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 2, behold, I have made you small among the heathen. You are greatly despised. Verse 3, the pride of your mind have deceived you. You that dwellest in the cliffs of the rock, whose habitation is high, that says in his mind, who shall bring me down to the ground? Verse 4, though you exalt yourself as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, there will I bring you down, says Yahuwah. Verse 5, if thieves came to you, if robbers by night, how are you cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some grapes? Verse 6, how are the things of Esau and his five sons searched out? How are his hidden things sold up?
Forces of the true Israelite in the sixth anointing camp. That's how it's sold out.
Hallelujah.
We, forces of the true Israelite. Read verse 5 again. Forces of the true Israelite. Give me Wisdom of Solomon chapter 5, 1 through 10. So we have figured this out. We have figured it. Hey, mother, put a mark in that, mother, E.F. Israel. Put a mark in there. Make sure you got a mark in there, because we might have to take care of some more precepts. Depends on what we hear, what you read now, you online. Come on.
Okay, we're going over reading the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 5 again. Verse 5 reads, if thieves came to you, if robbers by night, how are you cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to you, would they not need the grapes?
This is one people that would not only... they will not only just take some. This people right here, Esau and his five sons, they believe in taking. They believe in taking all. I mean, they're going to take everything. They the kind where if you had two, you got all the money, chairs, couches, everything, and you have two grapes in your refrigerator, they'll take the two grapes out of it too. So you see, they're going to go all the way on what they got to go on. And that's what y'all tell you, see, right? This thing is a spiritual battle. You got to recognize the signs of time, because they survival is your ignorance. Once you wake up and understand that the moves you have made is contrary to the Bible of YHWH, but Yahuwah said, when it happens, what Yahuwah said going to happen, mother? Make it plain, mother. Give me the book called 91, verse 1 of Psalms. Mother dear of Israel. So when it jump off, you got to, that's why I say, when you got to move out, make sure you always never leave without your Bible. 91, verse 1, mother, what it say?
Psalms 91, verse
And give me Nahum chapter 1, verse 9 and 12. Have that waiting on me, young man. I know you got markers everywhere. But that's how Yahuwah operates. It's a message he's trying to get on the table. Probably y'all work with those seals a little bit. What you read in 91 verse 1 there, Mother?
Psalms 91 verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Verse 2.
I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress, my Yahweh, in him will I trust.
So, Mother, as this thing gets turned all the way up, what is our word that we must tell those in the six anointed camps and those that's following the six anointed camp? According to verse 91, 1 and 2, what must we tell them that we can read when it get hot and heavy? According to verse 91, verse 1 and 2, what is our speech? Come on.
Trust in Yahweh.
And dwell in his secret place. And what is his secret place in precept to Deuteronomy 29:29? Mother, D.F. Israel, what is his secret place that we can read by going to Deuteronomy 29:29? What is the secret place that we got to dwell in when it get hard and heavy? Remember what David said? I don't care. You can take everything you want, but can I grab my good book? Let me take the good book with me. That same thing we got to remember. Listen, take the good book. If anything you leave behind, make sure you got the good book with you. 29, Mother, bring it. Come on, Mother, bring it.
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong unto Yahweh, our Yahweh, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah instruction.
You see that, Mother? They see, when it gets hot and heavy, what do we want to make sure we got with us, Mother? Hot and heavy. It's hot and heavy, Mother. Now what is you gonna make sure that you want one of the grandbabies to reach and grab and give you what?
The word of Yahweh.
Word of Yahweh. You see that, Mother? They sister turned into a pillar of salt, but she wanna get more than the word of Yahweh. She wanna get back to material, so Yahweh turned into a pillar of salt. That's right. See, if we break out running, what do we want to have with us when it's hot and heavy, Mother D.F. Israel?
The word of Yahweh.
The word of Yahweh. That's our speech. See, that's our speech. The word of Yahweh. What you reading that young line?
Nahum.
Chapter
1,
verse
9
and 12. Now read, what do you imagine against Yahweh? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Verse 12. Thus says Yahweh, though they be quiet, and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down. When he shall pass through, though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more.
See that? Long as you got the word. Like we talked to the brother Dave said, yeah, well, I'm over here getting my muscles together. Yeah? But when you don't get that word together, because all the muscles are there, it ain't going to deliver you. What's going to deliver you is his word. You can get all the outside appearance, but you got to get the muscles of this book together. And now giving that Jeremiah 4, so the circumcision we're talking about on a double meaning, verse 4, 3 and 4 of Jeremiah. Let's get that second witness there, young line. We're going to Jeremiah 4, verse number 3 and 4. We need a second witness. What does it say? Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3 and 4.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. The book of Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3 reads, "For thus says Yahuwah to the men of Yada Judah and Yada Judah, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns." Verse 4, "Circumcise yourselves to Yahuwah and take away the foreskin of your mind, you men of Yada Judah and inhabitants of Yada Judah, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench because of the evil of your doing."
See, when you ain't got the Almighty's word right, that's evil. See, circumcise your mind, knowing that this thing got to be turned up. It was turned up on everybody. But he don't tell you, "I'm going to deliver you." But one thing you must clearly understand, the signs of the time, which is his word. That's what you got to understand, C. Ray. Matter of fact, I need a precept on that. In the book of Brother Micaiah, I need a precept on that. What do we have to know? Everybody want to run to that one I say. But let's look at the 16th chapter of Matthew, verse 1, and we'll read down what the Almighty is telling us, what we need to know that we can read. The 16th chapter of Matthew is 1, 2, and 3. Listen good. Matthew 16, 1, 2, and 3. What's going on there, young lion?
The book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 1. Mark. Huh? The book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 1, 2, and verse 3. Verse 1 reads, "The Pharisees also, with the Sadducees, came and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven." Verse 2, "He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red." Verse 3, "And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the time?"
You see that? You know when that old tricky knee, oh, it's getting ready to rain, that old tricky knee of mine, I'm going agging up. It's getting ready to rain. You understand all that? Oh, shoot. That old knee will start acting up, must get ready to rain. He said, you can recognize the sign of time, but you don't understand that you got to keep the law of Yahuwah. I'm bringing this thing to a close. I'm sending the last ministry out here called Voices of a True Israelite to show you on every point how to live to avoid punishment. They're going to turn it up. Because the smarter you get in the word, the more they get pushed down under the water. And right now, they is standing in the water. But now now they are messed around and stumble up on the word called YHWH. It just, you don't have enough juice to deal with that YHWH. That's like having a sharp knife and some hot butter. See, you all over the place. Listen, you got to pay attention to this ministry right here. So we're going to show you how to avoid punishment, but you got to obey and be big ears and little mouth. Come on back, mother. Come on back and give me that verse 19 again. Now give me 19, that mother. We'll tuck that pretty good over there in that 50th chapter. Now let's see what that one verse 19 say. Let's see what we can pull out of that one verse, Psalm chapter 50, verse 19, Mother D.F. Israel, Syria. Come on.
Psalm chapter 50, verse 19. Thou gavest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue framed deceit. Verse 20. Thou sittest and speakest against your brother. Thou slander thine own mother's son. 21. These things
hold
have
that
thou...
point.
Huh?
Hold that point, mother. I see something in verse 20. Can you read it again for me, mother? Now, David is talking in the spirit of Yahweh. He's talking in the spirit of that mother, D.F. Israel. Look what he says in number 20 again. Take your time, that mother, D.F. Israel. What did he say?
Verse 20. Thou sittest and speakest against your brother. Thou slandered thy own mother's son.
You speaking against your brother. Now, mother, we read already in 16 what we're talking about. Do you recall who's doing all this old bad mouth teaching? I mean, speaking against. Do you recall what happened in verse 16?
The wicked.
The wicked, but we had a name, mother. We done some precepts and found a name. Do you remember who did we find in the scripture that this wicked speaking against brother? Can we get a name, mother, on tape number 11?
Esau and his five sons.
Excellent. Esau and his five sons. Now let's get a precept on that. Mother, D.F. Israel, let's get a precept on that. Now let's prove your point. Let's go to Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. You speak against your brother. So Esau and his five sons speak against his brother. Now we get a precept on it and paint the picture by going to 20th chapter of Numbers, verse 14.
Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, and Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus says your brother Israel, thou knowest all the...
Hold on, mother. Yeah, that's all we want. So you speak against your brother. So Esau speak against his brother. And who is Esau's five sons' brother? According to verse 14, mother.
Moses.
Moses what? According to that verse. What's Moses' name?
Israel.
Say it again, mother. What Moses' name?
Israel.
Hallelujah.
Moses Israel. That? So there's a doubt. Moses Israel. That was Moses' name. Moses Israel. Now you just read his name, mother. Did you make a note of that? Moses' name is Moses Israel. That's right. The Israelite. Moses, Israel, the Israelite. And Esau speak against his brother, don't he? Yes, he do.
Yes.
Now, he do that. See, our job is to pull, give me Nehemiah 2, verse 10, that mother, D.F. Israel. Give me Nehemiah 2, verse 10. Let me tell you something. The Bible going to tell the story. All we got to do is read a little bit. Nehemiah 2, verse 10.
Okay. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobias the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly, that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel.
You see that, mother? See, they're going to be grieved. See, when we get this thing right, the world going to be grieved, mother, because the more we learn and apply the word, that's when the drowning comes. That's when the drowning comes. But this drowning this time is going to be fire. He said, I'm not going to drown them no more with water. I've done it already. See, the fire coming. And what fire is that, mother? Let's go to Jeremiah 5:14. What kind of fire we got to get ourselves prepared for? What kind of fire that we got to lease out on the world according to what we can read, mother? So what kind of fire we got to put on the table according to Jeremiah 5:14? What kind of fire, Mother?
Okay. Jeremiah
5:14.
Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 5:14.
Hallelujah, what?
Mm-hmm. Verse 14. Wherefore, thus says Yahuwah of hosts, because you spake this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them.
So you see all we need to have, Mother? That's why I say if you're going to break out, make sure you take with you this word. Because that word you take with you, when you bring it to the table, it's going to be like what to them?
Fire.
And what they're going to be?
Wood.
Excellent. So you see, the most important thing is word. Make sure you're clear about his word. Brother Makai, give me a precept on that. Give me the 23rd chapter, verse 29. 23, 29. So you see, we got the medicine that all the camps need. But you got to get in order. We got the medicine you need. We got the medicine you need, but you got to understand one thing. They brought that name to the scene, YHWH. That was Kyrie. He said, I messed around and just put in YHWH. He's saying everything broke loose. YHW. Same break loose. YHW. Because they know right there. That's too close. That's too close to home. See, long as you got the brothers hollering, Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, they ain't worrying about you. But when you start talking to YHWH, that's the ball game, see, right? They know your end is coming near the YHWH people. And all one we know on records that we can read is used the true name of the Almighty in the air. It's voices of the true Israelite. The six anointed camps are voices of the true Israelite. We the only ministry use the name, the true name, YHWH. And that's when we heard the answer machine message. The young lady, she got, what is that? YHWH. That's a game changer. They know who that YHWH is. And they know the one that this thing is going to be led by the YHWH group. That's when Yahuwah can intervene. He ain't intervening with no Lord God Jesus. You just watching the show with the mother names on the table. But when you see the real deal, you're going to see when the YHWH people get together. That's when Yahuwah going to step in. And you let everybody, you know, run the race until they run to a wall. And you know what happened? What happened? You left out the YHWH man. That's all he's saying. 23, 29, bring it. Young Lion, bring it on.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 29 reads, is not my word like as a fire, said Yahuwah, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?
You see that? That's what breaks the rocks in pieces is his word. When you using that name, YHWH, that activates everything. They know. And that's why the young lady, she was all over the place. She was all over the place with that YHWH.
WH, I posted a documentary that contains
the
on YHWH. YHWH, I posted a documentary that contains some false anti-Semitic statements, narratives, in language that were untrue and offensive to the Jewish race and religion, and I take full accountability and responsible for my actions. I am grateful to have a big platform to share knowledge, and I want to move forward by having an open dialogue to learn more and grow from this. To all my Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize. truth and knowledge, and I know who I am, signed Kyrie.
What I like about Kyrie is Kyrie just thought of as a guy who's learned a basic truth about being a black man in America. That basic truth is that you can't spend too much time worrying about what other people think about you. Kyrie understands that you can't win a basketball game by expecting the opponent to cheer for you every time you score a point. Kyrie understands that if you're making real progress, if you're really radical, you're going to ruffle some feathers. You're going to make some people uncomfortable. So Kyrie marches to the beat of his own drummer, and I like it, man. I really do. I really do. So if you want another lowdown, Kyrie apparently tweeted something. They're asking him to apologize for a tweet. Now, give me a yes or no. Give me a yes or no. How often do you see white people, particularly white people in the Jewish community, being forced to apologize because they shared an article or a video or a link that belonged to somebody who said something stupid? Seriously, I mean, when most of y'all tweet, many of y'all, give me a yes or no. When you tweet something, when you see something and you retweet it, do you go and check to make sure that every single piece of information in that material is authenticated properly and that it's not going to, present any ideas that differentiate from your core beliefs? No, you don't. It's like, I'll retweet it. I don't care. You made a movie. I'll retweet it. You don't do that. You don't do that. So just the mere idea that this black man is being asked, or they're trying to force him to apologize for a tweet, is about the most hilarious shit I've ever heard in my life. It's funny. This really shows you the depth of their racism, because they will have you out here looking like a clown, looking like a punk, apologizing for nothing. Like, they want the black man in America, I'm just going to tell you the truth, they want the black man to be like the kid who gets punched in the face by the bully and apologizes that his face got in the way of the bully's fist. I'm sorry, sir. I got your black eye. You bleeding. I'm sorry for putting my face in front of your fist. My fault. I'm gonna try to watch my face. Make sure it don't get in the way. And so Kyrie understands something that most people don't get. He understands some basic concept called common sense. Common sense says that even if you don't think that what Kyrie tweeted was right, even if you don't like the documentary, common sense says that you shouldn't spend your life apologizing to people who should be apologizing to you. Kanye wants to talk 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 to you. I recall.
All right, young lion. He got around to his message that he really want to talk about and what message he really want to talk about. What is he really saying? See Kyrie jump out there and he's talking about the black man. I don't know about the black man. He offended about the Jewish community, man. I didn't know, according to what we just got through Rima. I don't see man one of these names in a mother D up here's read 20 verse 14. Man one of these names got a father. Black man ain't got a father. The Jewish community man ain't got a father. I don't see it over in 2014. I mean, I'm looking at 2014. I don't see what they were talking about. That's the point. You can't jump out there like that. You got to first come sit down. Let's see what it says again, Mother 2014. Let's see what we see. Do we see anything about a black man or a Jewish man? In 20 verse 14, a number. What do we see? We can read, Mother, with some energy. Come on.
Okay. All right. Let me get this. You say Numbers chapter 20 verse 14. Numbers 20 verse 14. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto King of Edom. Thus says your brother Israel.
Hold on, stop it there. Wait a minute. Well, what happened to the black man and the Jewish man, mother? What happened to the black man and the Jewish man? That's a conversation I just heard. The black man, the Jewish man. I didn't hear nothing about Moses Israel addressed his brother as Esau and his five sons. Because, you know, in the name, most have a father. So that's why we know that whatever you, but what got him in trouble was him, was that YHWH. Because that's when they know, boy, that's when you know it's, you know, like a big old 18-wheeler come past you with all that wind. Oh, that's close. See, they know that what activates everything is YHWH. Because that means Yahweh knows something. Mother, you can read in Exodus 4:21 down to verse 23. What can we read, Mother? Hey, Mother, DF Israel, what can we read in Exodus chapter, the book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 21 down to verse 23? What can we read, Mother?
Exodus chapter 4, verse 23. Yeah. Exodus chapter 4, verse 21. And Yahweh said unto Moses, when you goest to return into Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his mind, that he shall not let the people go. Verse 22. And you shall say unto Pharaoh, thus saith Yahweh, of Israel is my son, even my firstborn. 23. And I say unto you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son, even your firstborn.
Yeah, but he used a name. He gave Moses a name and made sure Moses understand who his name is. He told Moses, HWH, you go tell Pharaoh about who, Mother? Who he saying you? Yeah, who is my son? Give me a name.
Israel. Israel.
The Israelites. You let them go. Israel, the Israelites. I don't know about this black man and Jewish man. I don't know nothing about that. That's after the book is closed. These words didn't even exist. Book was way closed when you hear all about this black man and Jewish man, Jewish community. You ain't, it's no book for that. That don't work with this book open. That don't activate Yahweh. Now what activate Yahweh when you mess around and punch that YHWH in.
Hallelujah.
When you punch that YHWH in, that's the game changer right there. See, they know they got time. They got time with Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha. They still got time. But when you mess around and punch YHWH, and that's why the sister said, what is this YHWH? I said, that's a game changer, young lady. That's when the rubble have met the road. That's when the day is near. Then we can bring it up, Revelation 12:12. Now we can go back. See, when you start talking YHWH, Brother Micaiah, then Revelation 12:12 kick in. See, every time see right here, the name YHWH, Satan knows that name. So that name, hit the scene, YHWH. Then this prophecy in 12:12 kicks on the table. Revelation 12:12, Brother Micaiah, what does it say?
Book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, therefore, rejoice, you have, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you
having great wrath because he knows that he has but a short time.
See that? When you start talking to YHWH, what kind of time you got in your line? What kind of time you got?
Short.
You see that? That's a game changer. See, long as you hear them hollering, Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, they got time. But boy, what got that young man in trouble, that Hooper in trouble, when he looked at that with that Duke, graduation papers, or how many years he put in, all that knowledge, him and other guy from Duke, who played the Bulls, when they put that name in, YHWH, shoot. Guess what happens when you put that name in? Read that, Brother McCallion. Let me show you what happens with that name, YHWH, come in, 15:7-10, on the book of Luke. Make it Mark. Make it, what I want, Mark? What I want, Mark 15:7-10? What I want?
Want Mark.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. What I want, let me show you what happened when you start talking to some YHWH. See, that's a game changer. You hear what the seer trying to tell you. See, they ain't worried about that Lord God Jesus. They gave you them names. Yahshua and all that, and Yah and Yahweh. They didn't worry about them names. They gave you them names. Oh, that YHWH, Yahweh. Let's see what we can read. Come on.
Okay. We're going over to the book of Luke. I mean, Mark. I'm getting over there to Mark now. My page is chapter 15. We want verse 7 and verse 10. Let me get my other Bible. This one messed up.
So you see. Like I tell you again, see, the big cat is the voice of a true Israelite, and we got his word. And the world is like that mouse that's out in open field, no holes to run into. And when you drop that name, YHWH, oh my goodness, activation come all over the place. That one got it. He said, boy, see, all I've done was type in YHWH. I typed in YHWH. That's the game changer. That's the trillion, billion, hundred million, trillion, everything. When you start using that name, I'm telling you, that's why you got to have your Bible with you. Because you got something written, Mother D.F. Israel. 54:17, what can we read of Isaiah? That's when it's going to kick in. That's why you have your Bible. It's hard and heavy. You got the Bible. But then all of a sudden, 54:17 came into your mind to read it. What did it say, Mother? 54:17 of Isaiah. What did it say?
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Isaiah 54:17 reads, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall raise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Because when you do that, you activate Yahweh. I don't know what you're holding that young line, but back up and give me Jeremiah 51:17 on verse 23. Let me tell you what happened. See, when you start talking the four-letter man, YHWH, then all of a sudden, they start together because they know one thing. By using that name, the four letters, then this prophecy right here kicks in Jeremiah 51:17 on verse 23. What did it say that young line?
Look at Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 17 down to verse 23. Verse 17 reads, Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. 18. They are vanity, the work of arrows. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Verse 19. The portion of Israel is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Yahweh of hosts is his name. Verse 20. You are my battle axe and weapons of war, for with you will I break in pieces the nations, and with you will I destroy kingdoms. Verse 21. And with you will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with you will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Verse 22. With you also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with you will I break in pieces old and young, and with you will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. 23. I will also break in pieces with you the shepherd and his flock, and with you will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with you will I break in pieces captains and rulers.
Yeah. So you see, when Yahweh forced his hand to put in, to have him, you know, curiosity, you know that curiosity? What is this? Y-A-W-H. He messed around. They know it's kind of wrong now. So we didn't even worry about this other guy. But when he put in Y-H-W-H, my goodness. It's like somebody in the water, and you trying to hold them down. Ain't they going to fight their arms, legs, back, knees, everything? Right, they don't want to be drowned. They know the drowning starts when you use the name Y-H-W-H. So that's the point. That's the game changer, C-Ray. Y-H-W-H. TNT. All these camps got this beloved name. They ain't worried about that. You just seen when that young man activates them four levels? Shoot. I mean. Before he activates them four levels.
Yeah.
See, you understand the power you got. That's why you got to have your word with you. And understand the game changes to four levels. One thing Yahweh is not going to confound his word. If you got that name right, four letters, Yahweh is going to deliver you when you need it. As long as you have the Lord God and Jesus, and we need to do this. No, you need to do nothing but grab you some Yahweh. Let's back up to Adam and Eve, young man. Back to the first book of Adam and Eve. Because I was to prophesize about you. And Mother Dear of Israel have means the fifth chapter of the book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 1. We'll read a little bit and get a precept. Look what it says over in Brother Micaiah in the book of Adam and Eve, 13, verse 14. This is the pattern, 27, 1 through 15. You had that waiting on me, but I'm going to get Mother in the middle of it. Let's see what we can read in the first book of Adam and Eve, 13, 14. What it say?
Okay, going over to the book of Adam and Eve, we're going to pick it up at chapter 13, and we're going to read verse 14. Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 13, verse number 14 reads, "For I made you of the light, and I will to bring out children of light from you and life unto you."
You see that? Yeah, I know I made you children of light. Why are you walking around in darkness? And I gave you the game changer, what's the name? Y-H-W-H. Keep them Sabbath days and fringes. Listen, I gave you all the ammunition you need for me to recognize that's my child calling me. The name. Y-H-W-H. That brother say, he said, look here. He got in contact with the sister, and the sister said, God, dog, even one ministry I know that got this name, Y-H-W-H. Would you tell me about this name? What does this name mean? See that? Y-H-W-H. Oh, will you put that name on the table, YHW's name on the table? I'm telling you, that's a game changer. All that Lord God and Jesus ain't nothing but that afterburner. Because they gave that to you. Just like they gave the brother that $11 billion. They gave it to you. They can take it away from you. But guess what came to take away from you? YHWH. Now you know what he's doing right now? He said, my idea was pressed in YHWH, and all this came up on me? Yeah. I didn't say a word, but you did say a whole big mouthful of words. YHWH.
Hallelujah.
That's a game changer. That makes everybody here turn around. They know your end is near on YHWH. They know it. What you reading, mother? You reading that the fifth chapter, verse 1, this precept there. Who's this children of the light you talking about? Come on. 5:1. First Thessalonians 5:1 is read a bit. We find who this children of the light is.
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. But of the time and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Verse 2. For yourselves now perfectly that the day of Yahweh so cometh as a thief in the night. Verse 3. For when thou shalt say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child that shall not escape. Verse 4. But you are brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Verse 5. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness.
So you see what he's telling you? It's you turn on the light. And see, you know what the light is? When you activate and what come out your mouth, YHWH, I'm telling you, that make everybody in heaven. What's going on there? Hey, Bubba Cat, what happened to what I need over there in that? Where it was? Give me that.
That was Luke 15:17.
Let me show you what happened when you got that name right. Let me show you what happened up in heaven. When you talk to YHWH, listen to it, Mother DF Israel. Get one of them grandbabies to bring you a little herbal tea real quick. Verse 17.
The book of Luke.
Listen to this.
Chapter 15, verse 7 and verse 10. Verse 7 reads. I say unto you that likewise joy should be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Verse 10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the sight of, there's joy. Verse 10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of Yahweh over one sinner that repents.
You see that? And you remain a sinner until you use the name. You're a sinner until you use the name. You want everybody to get happy? And they get happy when they hear that name coming. That young man that's around and puts that button on some YHWA, boy, he thought tanks and missiles and everything came to him. And everything. When he pressed WH.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you trying to take? Ephesians 3:14-15. Let me show you something. See, they know this. Even Satan know this. Ephesians 3:14-15. They mother had me, Philippians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, waiting on me.
Okay, we're going over
Ephesians
to the book 3. Of
Ephesians. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 reads, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Yahweh, the Son. Verse number 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is name.
That's That man don't know when he messed around and sees that name and press that button, that name and God dog, everything. Like he said, God, all I done was put in the name of YAWH. I didn't say a word. Listen, that's a game changer. They know that name that their boy gets things on the move. Hey mother, what can we read in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 9 through 11? Make it 9 through 11. What can we read, mother?
Ephesians, Philippians.
Make it Philippians. 9 through 11.
Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 through 11. Wherefore, Yahweh also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10, that at the name of Yahweh the Son, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Verse 11, that every tongue should confess that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh to the greatness of Yahweh the Father.
So you hear that, mother? So you see what got that young man in trouble when he messed around, boy. See, they remember. They know. And see, they know his time is short. When you start talking to YAWA, that activate what's written over here. And Jubilees, young lion, 19. Jubilees chapter 19. Matter of fact, read verse 18. Read 16 to 18. See, then you know some things. When you start using the name YHWH, that means you know something. I mean, you know what? Jubilees chapter 16, verse 18. Listen good. What you know? Brother, young lion, what you know?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Jubilees, chapter 19, picking it up at verse number 16 down to 18. The book of Jubilees, chapter 19, verse 16 reads, and Abraham saw the deeds of Esau, and he knew that Jacob should his name indeed be called. And he called Rebekah and gave commandment regarding Jacob, for he knew that she too loved Jacob much more than Esau. Verse 17. And he said unto her, my daughter, watch over my son Jacob, for he shall be in my stead on the earth, and for a blessing in the midst of the children of men, and for the honor of the whole seed of Shem. 18. For I know that the Yahweh would choose him to be a people for possession unto himself above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 19.
You see,
and
that?
Behold.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's good. I won't get all. I mean, I can get half right. My time around. See? That's the four letters that activate this. See, you, it's nothing you apologize on for being above everybody. It ain't no room to share nothing. Abraham said, Jacob and his sons is not the sheriff. Their job is to be above all nations. See, ain't nobody going to read this but us. See, we know about the name four letters. What we apologizing for being according to prophecy, activating this prophecy? Let's go to 19 chapter, pick up verse 15 down to 31. Let's read back and listen. Let's read back and pick up every key and listen to this. Jubilees chapter 19, 15 and 31. Listen good to that mother, D.F. Israel. Get your little other key over there and listen. Come on.
Okay, we're going to the book of Jubilees, chapter 19. We're going to pick it up at verse 15, reading down to verse 31. Verse 15 reads, and Abraham loved Jacob, but Isaac loved Esau. 16. And Abraham saw the deeds of Esau, and he knew that in Jacob should his name and his seed be called. And he called Rebekah and gave commandment regarding Jacob, for he knew that she too loved Jacob much more than Esau. 17. And he said unto her, my daughter, watch over my son Jacob, for he shall be in my stead on the earth, and for a blessing in the midst of the children of men, and for the honor of the whole seed of Shem. Verse 18. For I know that the Yahweh would choose him to be a people for possession unto himself, above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth. Verse 19. And behold, Isaac, my son, loved Esau more than Jacob. But I see that you truly love Jacob. 20. Add still further to your kindness to him, and let your eyes be upon him in love. For he will be a blessing unto us on the earth, for his forth unto all generations of the earth. 21. Let your hands be strong, and let your mind rejoice in your son Jacob. For I have loved him far beyond all my sons. He will be blessed forever, and his seed will fill the whole earth. 22. If a man can number the sand of the earth, his feet also will be numbered. 23. And all the blessings wherewith Yahweh hath blessed me, and my seed shall belong to Jacob, and his seed always. 24. And in his seed shall my name be blessed, and the name of my fathers, Shem, Noah, and Enoch, Mahalalel, and Enoch, and Seth, and Adam. 25. And these shall serve to lay the foundations of the heavens, and to strengthen the earth, and to renew all the luminaries which are in the firmament. 26. And he called Jacob before his eyes of Rebekah, his mother, and kissed him, and blessed him, and said, 27. Jacob, my beloved son, whom my soul loveth, may Yahweh bless you from above the firmament, and may he give you all the blessings wherewith he blessed Adam, and Enoch, and Noah, and Shem, and all the things of which he told me, and all the things which he promised to give me. May he cause to cleave to you and to your seed forever, according to the days of heaven above the earth. 28. And the spirit of Mishkamah shall not rule over you or over your seed to turn you from Yahweh, who is your Yahweh, from henceforth forever. 29. And may Yahweh be a father to you, and you the firstborn son, and to the people always. Go in peace, my son. Verse 30. And they both went forth together from Abraham. 31. And Rebekah loved Jacob with all her mind and with all her soul, very much more than Esau. But Isaac loved Esau much more than Jacob.
Because he was worldly, looking at the outside appearance, but the prophecy of it, this Jacob and his son, is the home, the Grand Slam people. So you see, the name Yahweh, a mother, it means Joe Ishikar's boy in the 22nd chapter. In the 22nd chapter of Joe, verse 23 down to verse 26, mother, D up Israel. Let's see what Ishikar's boy got to say in the 22nd chapter. Verse 23 down to verse 26.
Job
chapter. See, when I'm hearing all this stuff in him, see, I can tell the brother what I have been doing. See, you activate the name. You can't even, you put that name out, boy, and they know that name. Everything will scat when you're doing that name. YHW's got no, everything must scat. That's why we know we got a job to do in YHWH. Come on, mother, bring me something. 22.
Job,
23 down to verse 26.
Job 22, 23 to 26.
Yeah. Yes. And Brother Micaiah, I mean, wisdom, Solomon, chapter 24 down to verse 30, waiting on me.
Job chapter 22, verse 23 to 26. Verse 23 reads, if you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. Thou shalt put away sin far from your tabernacle. Verse 24. Then shall you lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophrah as the stone of the brooks. 25. Yea, the Almighty shall be your defense, and you shall have plenty of silver. 26. For then shall thou have your delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up your face unto Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So read verse 23 again, Moses.
23. If you return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away sin.
You hear the man saying? Do you see what tell our grandbabies? Can you tell the grandbabies? The only way you'll be built up, you got to do what, mother? According to verse 23. The only way you'll be built up, what you got to do?
Put away sin.
No, according to verse 23.
It's saved. Oh, if you return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built
then
up.
You see that? You see that, mother? So as long as you don't return to Yahweh, you know all matter you in sin. So until you return to Yahweh, you ain't going to be built up until you return to Yahweh. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
So you tell the grandbabies off the top, until you return to Yahweh, you can't be built up until you got to turn to Yahweh. Because if you don't turn to Yahweh, you in what again? Now you in what? Sin. See? Oh, you get out of sin, you got to return to Yahweh. Then be built up. That's why you see them take three steps up and then same minute going back. Always something jump off. Because you're not built up. Because you got to turn to Yahweh. You can't keep on ordering the water, say, hold it wet. No. You got to turn to Yahweh to be built up. You got it, mother. You got
Hallelujah.
It, mother.
Hallelujah.
All right, give me Job 28 then. 28 down to verse 30. Give me a precept on that. 28 down to verse 30. You know how to turn to Yahweh. Give me Job 28, 29 and 30.
You said Job chapter 28.
Yes, ma'am. Pick up verse
28, 28. And unto man, he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Give me Proverbs 1, verse 7 and closing statement then. Let's see what Solomon, how Solomon put that. 1, verse 7.
Proverbs. Chapter 1, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools mm-hmm. despise wisdom and instruction.
But you see that, mother? Fools ain't gonna hear this. They gonna call you in the middle of the class, and they got all the ear thing going on because they mind disembobulated, and you can't fall on none of that stuff. That's what a fool do. They'll call you in the middle of the class. Woman talk. See? That's when you know they ain't got no Yahweh on their mind. There's something else on their mind. Then you're going to catch them red-handed. All right, mother. Closing statement. Take your time there, mother D up Israel. What you got to say in your closing statement? Come on.
Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 48. Verse 46. And why call you me Yahweh, Yahweh, and do not the things which I say? 47. Whosoever cometh to me and hears my saying and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. 48. He is like a man which buildeth a house and diggeth deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's right. You got, and the rock is YHWH. You know, that young man came out today with him. Well, when he activate that YHWH, you don't know. They know. Drowning time is on their way. But this drowning going to be with fire. Brother McKay, what's going on in Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7, 24 down to verse 30?
Okay, we want Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7, picking up at verse 24. We're going to read down to verse 30. The book of Wisdom of Solomon chapter 7, verse 24 reads, for wisdom is more moving than any motion. She pass and go through all things by reason in her purity. 25. For she is the breath of the power of Yahweh,
yes,
a pure influence flowing from the glory of the Almighty. Therefore can no defiled thing fall into her. 26. For she is the brightness of the everlasting light, the unspotted mirror of the power of Yahweh, and the image of his goodness. Verse 27. And being but one, she can do all things, and remaining in herself, she makes all things new. And in all ages entering into righteous souls, she maketh them friends of Yahweh and seed. Verse 28. For Yahweh loveth none but him that dwelleth with wisdom. 29. For she is more beautiful than the sun, and above all the order of stars, being compared with the light, she is found before. Verse 30, for after this cometh night, but vice shall not prevail against wisdom.
So you see what Yahweh like, he like wisdom. So that was Yahweh like. Well, then he took him over there in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 4 and 10. And what did he say? Ezekiel chapter 37, 1 through 4 and 10. And the closing statement there, young man. So you see, see, well, Yahweh like wisdom. See, we got to teach our loved ones wisdom, Mother D.F. Israel. See, we got to put them in this Bible. I don't care how much they skin and grin, what they got going on. You got to turn to Yahweh. He's going to turn to you. But you got to first turn to him. Put them fringes on and bust them six anointed caps on out. Get up in there and sit down. Do your sinning. And that name, Y-H-W. Look what's going on in Ezekiel 37, 1 down to verse 4 and 10. The closing young line.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. We're going to read verses 1 2, 3, 4, and verse 10. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 1, read. The hand of Yahuwah was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of Yahuwah, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. 2, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. 3, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahuwah, Yahuwah, you know. Verse 4, again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of Yahuwah. Verse number 10, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great arm.
So all the way we're going to get some breath in them is the wisdom of Yahuwah. We got to prophesy the word. Now, who was he telling that to in verse 11? Let's see what he's telling anything to the Jew or the Jewish or the Hebrew, the black Israelite. Let's see who he's talking to with all that good stuff. You need the word. Verse 11, the closing statement, come out.
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 11 reads, then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole family of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part.
Yeah, that's what they think. But you keep on activating that four letters, YHWH, you're going to see a whole lot of stuff happen. YHWH. Brother Micaiah, until we do the special edition called Thursday evening, the closing is on you. Excellent. Mother D of Israel, Brother Micaiah, come on.
Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1 down to 10, verse 1 reads, then shall the righteous man stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him, and made no account of his labor. Verse 2, when they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear, and should be amazed at the straightness of his salvation, so far beyond all that they look for. Verse 3, and they repenting and groaning for anger, the spirit should stay within themselves. This was he whom we have sometimes in derision and proverbs of reproach. Verse 4, we fools accounted his life mad, and his end to be without honor. 5, how is he numbered among the children of Yahuwah? His lot is among the saints, the Israelites. Verse 6, therefore have we erred from the way of truth, and the light of righteousness hath not shined unto us, and the sun of righteousness rose not upon us. Verse 7, we weary ourselves in the way of wickedness and destruction, yet we have gone through distress, desert, where there lay no way, but as for the way of Yahuwah, we have not known. Verse 8, what hath pride profited us? Or what good hath riches with our vaunting brought us? Verse 9, all those things are passed away like a shadow, and as a post that haste by. Verse 10, and as a ship that passes over the waves of the water, which when it is gone, by the trace thereof cannot be found, neither the pathway of the keel of the way. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
I was excellent online.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
WH, I posted a documentary that contains on YHWH. I posted a documentary that contains some false anti-Semitic statements, narratives, and language that were untrue and offensive to the Jewish race and religion. And I take full accountability and responsible for my actions. I am grateful to have a big platform to share knowledge, and I want to move forward by having an open dialogue to learn more and grow from this. To all my Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize. I initially reacted out of emotion of being justly labeled anti-Semitic instead of focusing on the healing process of my Jewish brothers and sisters that were hurt from the hateful remarks made in the documentary. I want to clarify any confusion on
Tatum is a guy who's learned a basic truth about being a black man in America. That basic truth is that you can't spend too much time worrying about what other people think about you. Kyrie understands that you can't win a basketball game by expecting the opponent to cheer for you every time you score a point. Kyrie understands that if you're making real progress, if you're really radical, you're going to ruffle some feathers. You're going to make some people uncomfortable. You know, so Kyrie marches to the beat of his own drummer, and I like it, man. I really do. You know, so if you want to know the lowdown, Kyrie apparently tweeted something. They're asking him to apologize for a tweet. Now, give me a yes or no. How often do you see white people, particularly white people in the Jewish community, being forced to apologize because they shared an article or a video or a link that belonged to something stupid? Seriously, I mean, when most of y'all tweet, many of y'all, give me a yes or no. When you tweet something, when you see something and you retweet it, do you go and check to make sure that every single piece of information in that material is authenticated properly and that it's not going to, present any ideas that differentiate from your core beliefs? No, you don't. It's like, I'll retweet it. I don't care. You made a movie. I'll retweet it. You don't do that. So just the mere idea that this black man's being asked, or they're trying to force him to apologize for a tweet is about the most hilarious shit I've ever heard in my life. It's funny. This really shows you the depth of their racism, because they will have you out here looking like a clown, looking like a punk, apologizing for nothing. Like, they want the black man in America, I'm just going to tell you the truth, they want the black man to be like the kid who gets punched in the face by the bully and apologizes that his face got in the way of the bully's fist. I'm sorry, sir. I guess you're black eyed, you bleeding. I'm sorry for putting my face in front of your fist. That's my fault. I'm going to try to watch my face, make sure it don't get in the way. And so Kyrie understands something that most people don't get. He understands some basic concept called common sense. Common sense says that even if you don't think that what Kyrie tweeted was right, even if you don't like the documentary, common sense says that you shouldn't spend your life apologizing to people who should be apologizing to you. Kanye wants to talk to you. I recall it.
Well, we all ears. The 6 and 9. We gonna talk to the bosses through the tapings on tape 12, 13, 14. That's where we wrote. Hallelujah. I will catch everybody on a special edition called Thursday evening. Understand one thing. When you activate that true name, YHWH, look for everybody. Say, uh-oh, it's old. YHWH. That's the name, Cero.